It's story time with Rasheen Pear. Today, the name of our story is Should You Believe a Mule? From the book Tall Tales. Let's find out what happens. Slim Jim Parks could grow better corn than any farmer along Squirrel Creek. His farm looks like the others, but not his corn. It was taller, and it had fat yellow ears, at least twice as big as those on anyone else's corn.
How do you do it? Asked his neighbors.
It's Chipper, my mule, Slim Jim told them.
He does all the work. He's the best mule for planting and plowing and picking corn anywhere along this creek. That showed what Slim Jim thought of his big black mule Chipper. He just loved that mule, and he treated him as if he was one of the family. He fed him till he was fat as a butterball, and brushed him till he was smooth as satin. One cool morning, Slim Jim hitched Chipper to the old green wagon and went down to the south field to pick corn. Down by the creek, he ran into his old neighbor, Uncle Spike Neal. Uncle Spike was doing a little fishing.
How's the fishing today, Uncle Spike? Called Slim Jim.
No good at all, answered Uncle Spike. The weather is too cool. I ought to be picking my corn, he added, but my old mule died.
Slim Jim felt sorry for the old man because his mule had died. And the first thing he knew, he had promised to let Uncle Spike use Tripper one day next week.
That's very neighborly of you, said Uncle Spike. Now I won't have to leave my corn out for the crows and the groundhogs to carry off.
Early on Monday morning, Uncle Spike showed up at Slim Jim's place to get the mule. Slim Jim hated to let Chipper out of his sight, but he had promised, and he never went back on his word. He led the mule out of the barn and turned him over to Uncle Spike for the day. It was bedtime before Uncle Spike rode up the path on Tripper that night.
That's the finest mule I've ever worked, he said to Slim Jim. He can do the work of two mules. All of my corn is in the crib.
Slim Jim was pretty angry when he saw his black mule. Tripper was so tired that his ears hung down, one northeast and the other southwest. Slim Jim rubbed Tripper down with a clean feed sack. Then he gave the tired mule some supper and some clean straw bedding.
I'm sorry, Slim Jim said softly as he brushed Tripper. Poor old Uncle Spike needed you, but he worked you too hard. Tomorrow, we'll see that you take it easy. Just loaf around the barn.
But bright and early on Tuesday morning, Uncle Spike showed up again.
The weather is turning cold, Uncle Spike said to Slim Jim. It looks like snow, and there's not a corn cob or a stick of firewood in my woodshed. Now, if I could use that fine mule of yours again today, I could get in all my winter's wool before I'm snowed in.
Slim Jim hated to see Tripper worked hard again another day, but he felt sorry for old Uncle Spike, so he just said,
I'll be happy to help you out, Uncle Spike, as he led Tripper out of the barn.
Again, it was bedtime before Uncle Spike rode up the lane into Slim Jim's yard. Again, the mule was tired and hungry. And again, Slim Jim said,
Tomorrow, you may take it easy, Tripper, old boy.
But when the next day came, Slim Jim had hardly finished eating his breakfast before Uncle Spike knocked on the kitchen door. This time, he needed Tripper to take potatoes to town. Slim Jim hated to say no, and he didn't. That night, Tripper again came home all tired out and was promised a day of rest. But every day that week, Uncle Spike came in after breakfast with a hard luck story and asked to use Slim Jim's mule. As much as Slim Jim loved that mule, he still couldn't say no to Uncle Spike. And by the end of the week, Tripper was sad-eyed, slow-footed, and all tired out. His coat no longer shone like the black satin. Slim Jim kept feeding him well, but Tripper grew thinner and thinner from hard work.
Chipper, old man, enough is enough, said Slim Jim on Saturday morning. We have been fools all week, you and I. You work yourself sore and thin. I feed and bed you. And who gets the good of it all? Uncle Spike Nail, of course.
Chipper flicked his ears as if to hear better, and Slim Jim talked on.
We're through, Chipper, he said angrily. From now on, all Uncle Spike can go somewhere else for a mule. He's carrying this neighborly stuff too far.
The next morning, Uncle Spike knocked on Slim Jim's back door and told him his new hard luck story. But when he asked to use the mule, Slim Jim had an answer ready.
I'm sorry, Uncle Spike, he said. You would be welcome to use my mule, but I haven't seen Chipper since sunup. I fed and watered him, and I haven't seen nor heard of him since.
Just at that moment, both of them heard a loud, "Hee-haw! Hee-haw!" Chipper, who had been shut up in the barn, was braying a loud good morning to his friend, Bess the Cow. Uncle Spike was mad.
If that's not a mule, I'll eat my hat, he shouted. And if it's not Chipper, I'll eat yours too. After this, I'll never believe a word you say.
Now take it easy, Uncle Spike, said Slim Jim. I felt sorry for you, and I lent you my mule. Chipper did your work, but I fed him and brushed him and bedded him. Remember, I'm your friend. You heard what I said, and you heard what the mule said. Now, which of us are you going to believe, me or that black mule?
The end.